that's not possible anymore. We don't have that ability to liquefy material. Outside that zone, we're dealing with what we call a supercritical fluid. The material then behaves quite differently to the liquid phase. So for water, for instance, the supercritical fluid water is a non-polar solid. So completely different characteristics in terms of material. Normal carbon dioxide, you can usually liquefy it by applying pressure, but above 31 degrees C, you cannot liquefy it anymore. All you can do is access the supercritical fluid. So greater than 75 atmospheres then, you're accessing supercritical carbon dioxide. This is a nice material for cleanly extracting material that's organic in nature, because the polarity of the carbon dioxide is quite fine for picking up things like caffeine out of coffee. And the huge advantage is that you're doing it at 75 atmospheres. So you've got your ground up coffee, you hit it with supercritical carbon dioxide, that's a solvent, it pulls all of the caffeine out of your coffee. You then go, right, I want to get rid of that material, so you're simply then decanting that material, change of pressure, and carbon dioxide's gone, and you're just left with all of the caffeine over the other side. So it's nice technology. The pressures are not really extreme. They're nothing like the diamond plot. You know, 75 atmospheres, this is a nothing. So they're not hard to do in the lab. So down in Townsville, in one of the areas, we use supercritical fluids for doing lots of organic work. So this is a picture looking through a pipe. So we're looking down a pipe, and at the bottom we've got liquid, and at the top we've got a gas. And now we're moving into the supercritical fluid zone, and what you see is the phase boundary starts to vanish between the liquid and the gas, until at this point here, there's no phase boundary anymore. So now inside that container is something that's not a gas, and it's not a liquid. It's now a supercritical fluid.